So there's reports out now that the Gates Foundation and the people that pulled off Event 201 actually did it. Now, they had previously said it was before the incident at Wuhan. Now there's evidence that, no, it happened after Wuhan. So it wasn't a fictional trial run or exercise, a preparedness exercise, if you will. It was the dress rehearsal for the shamdemic. Remember I told you, and I've been saying this, how in the world did they get all of these assets placed in advance? And that within hours, I can even get you the date. You see, this is where I get paid the little bucks. I researched this. What was the date when the president had a press conference and said, with Scarf Vader and Emperor Fauci, said for the first time, that we may need to flatten the curve? The date was March the 11th. So I spent about an hour looking for it to make sure. Previously, flatten the curve had only appeared in epidemiological and, gosh, I'm trying to think of the word, in literature that would prepare FEMA, for example, for an epidemic. Flatten the curve. It was a term that was known, but it hadn't been used. It would only be used in egghead circles where a bunch of clinicians meet and go like, okay, have we flattened the curve on this thing yet? Where they may compile a bunch of information. It wasn't something that was publicly and widely used. The first time that it was used publicly, as near as I can tell, around the American version or the European version of the shamdemic, was on February the 20th, was the earliest use of it in a press report that I could find. Trump said it for the first time on March the 11th. By the time we get to March the 14th, now the headlines go from being one, because Trump said it. By the time we get to March the 14th or so, there are thousands. And everyone is repeating, flatten the curve, flatten the curve, flatten the curve, flatten the curve, as if they know exactly what it is. You just remember me telling you, like, how was it possible? And they had to translate it into 90 some odd different languages. How is it possible that all of these guys all of a sudden know what in Hades flatten the curve is? Mr. Barrett comments in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat that these are called tabletop exercises, response planning. Okay, makes sense. Does the response planning, Mr. Barrett, include informing all of the news media of the terminology they're going to be using? Is there a book that is issued? Here, take this. What's that? That's your new lexicon. Lexicon for what? Well, it's your new lexicon. You'll find out in a couple days. If there is, I'm not aware of this. So this morning I'm sitting here and I'm pondering all this news that's coming out. And Christian Rose on One America News comes on with a special report. It's titled, Was Event 201 a Post Wuhan event? Now, remember, Gates and company claimed that it happened just so happened that they didn't plan the date and that they just picked a date in October or whatever, or November. They said November. It's now being revealed it happened in October. And that the date was randomly chosen, blah, 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 blah. Well, come to find out, people are out there going like, well, we do have the internet. We can kind of find these things out. That the Event 201 actually happened after Wuhan. That changes everything. Because that means that they had knowledge that, now I got to warn you. You're going to think like, Mr. Church, please. This is sounding more and more like Alex Jones and gay frogs.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay. Serious crap. Gay. Frogs, freaking frogs. It's not funny. I'm going to say it real slow for you. Gay. Frogs.
OK, Okay, so I listened to Christian Rose's report and I went, okay, wait a minute, back that up. This is like 4:30 this morning. Listen, and I backed it up. I listened to it again. I got, okay, I'm going to play this. Here you go.
Why did they block it from leaving Wuhan, but they didn't block it from going to the rest of the world, including the United States? Why is that?
More than 100 nations across the world are joining the Five Eyes probe into the origins of coronavirus, led by Australia and U.S. National Intelligence. The WHO and mainland China caved in after months of denial of Beijing's role in starting and proliferating the disease. But while intel officials are looking into where the virus came from, some observers point to the broader picture, suggesting so-called Event 201 may reveal involvement of the global deep state and the Democrat cabal.
We're at the start of what's looking like it will be a severe pandemic. And there are problems emerging that can only be solved by global business and governments working together.
Event 201 was a simulated response to a global pandemic held on October the 18th in New York by Johns Hopkins Center, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the World Economic Forum. This gathering of the globalist elite...
By the by, if you follow this woman on Twitter, Polly... Oh, man, I forgot her. I can't remember her last name. Polly, whatever her name is. She does these videos that are boom. Well, there's a boom there. She actually dug into who it is that's on the board of the World Economic Foundation. Who's on the board? Gates. Who's on the board? Soros. Who's on the board of the World Economic Foundation? Anthony Fauci. He's on the board. Listen.
It's focused specifically on a coronavirus, although the words would not trigger alarm until 2 months later. Johns Hopkins has since denied Event 201 was in any way connected to or predicted COVID-19, and mainstream media rushed to label such allegations as conspiracy theories.
Partnering with the scientific and health communities to counterweight, if not flood the zone, of accurate information, because to put the genie back in the bottle of the misinformation and disinformation is nigh impossible.
However, critics say it's still unclear when the novel coronavirus escaped from the Wuhan lab. But what is known at this point, the area around the lab was on total shutdown between October 6th and 11th. Event 201 took place on October 18th.
This is in contrast to satellite images from August to October 6th, which show a lot of activity. The next instance of activity was on October 25th.
The international probe has yet to determine if the participants of Event 201 knew of the alleged incident at the Wuhan lab just a week prior. In the meantime, the virus is being actively politicized by the Democrat cabal to attack President Trump, while causing disruptive political events in other countries as well. Skeptics say it's unlikely foreign nations would inflate COVID numbers and spread fear for political purposes,
yeah, sure.
But others say it's not impossible. In this light, it's important to point out the Gates Foundation has funded the Wuhan lab, took part in the Event 201, and is now pushing for mandatory vaccination and total surveillance, known as contact tracing, in the U.S. and beyond.
In addition, Gates also does business with several multinationals that own 5G facilities in the U.S. At the same time, he's working with the Italian deep state.
In this light, the U.S. intelligence and its Five Eyes partners are facing calls to find out if Event 201 really took place after an incident at the Wuhan lab, which, if true, may confirm COVID-19 could be an artificial crisis to tank the U.S. economy and derail President Trump's re-election to impose global population control.
Started off with a Russian hoax. It went to a Ukraine hoax. It's just a whole big disgrace. And this country has better things to do. It's a disgrace.
Christian Rose.
Okay. All right. Lot to unpack there. Did you catch that thing in there? Christian Rose saying a global population control event. Wait a minute. Well, I've heard that one before. Wait a minute, King Dude. I've heard that one before. Where have I heard that? Oh, Mike, you said it. Is a Malthusian, meaning human-hating, we're the problem, Watch anything from any of these tree-hugging lunatics like little Greta Thunberg. At the end of the day, what are they saying? Humans suck. What is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the rest of the Green New Dealers saying? Humans stink. The world would be an awesome place if people weren't here. There's too many danged people. Let's get rid of the people. We need population control. Hell, I watched a guy the other day actually say, we need more population control in Africa. Africa is out of control. Too many babies being born. This was a population control event. Now, let's just talk for a moment. But no, look, that's what the data says. The data says that Blue State, led by Andrew Cuomo Vorkian governors, sent old people, octogenarians, back into nursing homes to die and to infect others so that they would die. That's what the evidence says. Now, I want to deal with one thing about the COVID-19, Corona SARS-2, as they call it.